How much have you learned from them to improve your game?
Oh, man. I mean, I honestly believe that we have the best secondary in the league. And, of course, it's hard to crack that starting lineup. But at the same time, it's a great learning experience and opportunity for us. I mean, corner safety. I mean, you have two of the best corners in Dre and Champ, and then two of the best safeties in the league in John and Nico. So, you know, I just study as much as I can. I see what they do. I see what they don't do. And I try to do what they do and do what they don't do.
Two great safeties in John and Nick, but how much do you feel that you are pushing them with your performance during the preseason and especially tonight?
Well, that's what you have to do. You know, we have a lot of guys on this team that are capable of being starters elsewhere, but you know, that's the mark of a good team is how do the backups play, because my teams in college, when we were really good, we had a lot of key guys, backups, who could be starters, and you know, just trying to push them because it elevates their game as well as mine.
What you looking forward to finally getting this thing on for real?
Oh yeah, I mean, we've been hitting each other, we've been hitting these guys, and I mean, it's for real next week. You know, we go down to Buffalo, and it's that stigma. You know, we go to the East Coast every first game. We want to wipe that out of our memory and have a good game.
One more quick thing: you're standing on the sidelines watching Selvin Young. How impressive is this young kid?
Oh man, we played him in college in the Holiday Bowl, and he tried to run all over us like he's doing these guys. So you know, I'm no stranger to what he's doing now, and you know, he gets his opportunity. Like I said, we have a lot of guys on this team that could be starters elsewhere, but you know, we're pushing.
I apologize if you're gonna ask this, but how's KP doing?
Carl's doing real well. You know, he had a concussion, no neck injuries. I'm actually on my way to go see him right now.
Just the way everyone reacted. I mean, and it just seems like it's been happening to this team a lot lately. Like, how scary is it? How bad seeing it again?
It's scary. Yeah. You know, I completely forgot about football for about 5 minutes. You know, when you see your best friend laying down on the ground, can't move, non-responsive. I mean, It's painful to watch. Very painful.
Was he able to talk or say anything before he left the field?
Did you think he'd be okay? Yeah. I told him he was gonna be okay, and he asked me, said, I'm gonna be all right. I told him, yeah, you'll be okay.
What did you see? I mean, you reacted immediately. The play wasn't even over yet.
I heard it. It sounded like a car crash. And you know, I was just trying to get the trainers over there as fast as possible because it was scary. It was scary.
You had 8 tackles tonight in the first half. When's the last time you remember having that many tackles in one half?
We played USC my senior year, and you know, they had two great running backs, Lindell White and Reggie Bush. So they were ripping our defensive line apart, and we had to make tackles that day. So I guess USC.